Hello, it's the 11th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman have forced Bedford Borough Council to address an injustice experienced by a local disabled woman. The Bedford resident has minor learning issues and suffers from cerebral palsy, a condition that affects movement and coordination. The woman, known as Mrs. B, reached out to the council in 2019 for assistance in her transition to living independently. The ombudsman found incomplete need assessments, unnecessary delays and poor communication from the council regarding her situation. The council was ordered to revisit her case and compensation in the form of £750. 75 restaurants, venues and shops are now participating in Bedford Fever Fest, where shoppers can find a variety of bargains around town for just £5. The promotion event ends on the 23rd of October. An accountancy firm which began as a home-based business 3 years ago has now taken up residence at Bedford Heights. The family-owned business, Sydney Hudson, started by entrepreneur Beverly Sydney, now boasts 150 diverse clients ranging from small to medium-sized enterprises, including CEOs, musicians and television personalities. If you're old enough to remember Pac-Man and Space Invaders, the Rewind Retro Arcade, which opened over the weekend at the arcade in Bedford, just might be worth a visit. Further details can be found on their webpage. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.